With a look at your sports here on this Thursday morning, I'm Travis Krenz. Doubleheader last night at the Corn Palace, swept by Dakota Wesleyan. The women, they shot nearly 55% last night in a 95-50 blowout over Midland. The Tiger women scored over 20 points in every quarter. They outscored Midland in the third quarter, 30-11. Maddie Reiner and Rin Ostis led the way with 15 points each as 13 different players scored last night for Dakota Wesleyan. On the men's side, they needed overtime last night. They defeat Midland 79-76. There were 16 ties and 12 lead changes. Jeffrey Shuck had a game-high 20 points and 6 rebounds as the Tiger men snapped their 4-game losing streak. The women now at 15-4. They're 7-4 in the conference. The men, they improved to 7-10 on the year, 4-6 in GPAC play. They'll be back at the Corn Palace. Their Pink the Palace game coming up on Sunday. Doubleheader starting with the women's game at 2 o'clock. Coming up tonight, we'll be in Pierre for Mitchell boys basketball. They take on the Governors at 7 o'clock. We'll have the pregame show at 6:45 tonight on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3, AM 1490, and KORNradio.com. Mitchell boys are 6-2. They're currently tied for 6th in seed points with Aberdeen Central. Pierre, they're 9th in seed points. They're 4-3 on the year. They lost at Winner on Tuesday night, 46-43. We'll also have coverage tomorrow night of the Mitchell Colonel girls. They're 1-6, coming off a loss at Huron Tuesday. Mitchell girls will be back at the Corn Palace tomorrow night versus Pierre at 7 o'clock. South Dakota State, they have a doubleheader tonight. They will be in Omaha. Women's game at 5, followed by the men at 7:30. We will not have coverage of SDSU tonight on KORN because of Mitchell boys basketball. And South Dakota, now one of 45 states in the country to play softball in the spring. That decision came yesterday, a unanimous vote by the South Dakota High School Activities Association. This past November, they finally sanctioned high school softball. We became the last state in the country to do so. There was debate about whether playing it in the spring or the fall, and they decided for the spring. March 20th of 2023 will be the first practices. First games will be next year on March 31st. Regions will be played near Memorial Day on May 25th. State softball tournament next year, that first weekend in June. That's a look at your sports here on this Thursday morning. I'm Travis Krenz.